Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy, ASE Master Certified Automotive Technician for over 30 years and the owner of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. I want to give you a very, very warm welcome. We are glad you're here with us this Saturday. A little bit about Murphy's Auto Care. We are at 3815 Dayton Xenia Road in Beaver Creek. Our hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And we are open on Saturdays right now until 1 o'clock. We open on Saturdays at 8 and we're open until 1. So if you're in need of some service this week, you want to get a scheduled in, make sure that we can give you a ride where you need to go or get the use of a rental car from us or whatever you need, make sure you call us now. Brian is out there. He'd be happy to take that call from you and schedule you so we can get your car and get it serviced. If you're wondering what it is we do at Murphy's Auto Care, we are a full-service, bumper-to-bumper automotive service center. We've been, like I said, in business for over 21 years there, fully staffed by ASE Master Certified Technicians, and we're very capable of handling any issue you may have with any vehicle you may have. So please feel free to give us a call. Our phone number there is always 426-AUTO or 426-2886. Along with me today is my lovely wife and partner, Jan. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me today. It's always a lot of fun doing the show.
Yeah, Jan, I know you and I were talking just before we got on the show here. We also wanted to mention that we've been very, very blessed. Our business is growing, and we are certainly interviewing automotive technicians. So if you are or you happen to know someone that is an automotive tech and is really interested in working with a very progressive company that's very involved in technology, give us a call. And the number to call us at is 426-2886. We'd love to hear from you there Monday through Friday.
So today's show is live and we will be taking calls. It's a quick show, but you can call us now at 457-1290. And for all things automotive, you can talk about tires to tail lights, water pumps to wiper blades. If you have lights on the dash, we'll explain what it means and what you can do about it. So give us a call at 457-1290. We are going to take some calls today, even though it's a quick show. You know, we like to talk about fluids. We get a lot of great questions on the show. Mostly, it's really nice to inform people of things that they just don't know about, or they may not want to ask somebody else. So you can give us a call with your questions today. We'll be happy to answer them. And today's show is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care, of course, along with BG Professional Automotive Products and KOI Auto Parts. So you can follow the show on 1290 AM, News 95 FM, stream us live on WHIO.com, or download the iHeart app on any device. Of course, you can always go to our website, murphysautocare.com. We have a lot of information there for you. Give us a call again, 457-1290, and let's talk cars.
Absolutely. Yep. Like Jan said, we do have a short show today, so we are going to go right to the lines. I'm just going to ask all of our callers, do us a favor. When we jump to you here, we want to hear what you have to say, but we want to get as many folks on as we can today because that's what this show's about. So I'm going to go right now. I'm going to go to Don. How are you, Don? Hello, Don. How are you? All right. We're going to try this again. We're going to come back from there and go there. Don, can we get you? All right, we're going to keep talking for a second. We'll just see what's going on. A couple things we had going on this week are we did have some issues with cars. We've seen a lot of cars leaking oil. We're also seeing a lot of cars with damaged suspensions that we're going through because of all the potholes that are popping up.
You know, I noticed that too. I noticed the rough roads out there in general. And, you know, getting the rough roads and getting those potholes, you try to avoid them. But, you know, if there's a car in front of you that swerves real quick, then you get it. And you can come on in and get your car aligned, or at least an alignment check, and I know many shops around town do that, but we're happy to do an alignment check and see if we can save those tires for you and get those wheels lined up.
Absolutely. So absolutely.
That's a big thing this time of year.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's it always is as the weather breaks and the season starts. I always say, you know, when the spring flowers start popping, so do all the manholes and all the potholes on the road. So it really bends a lot of these cars up. And although it hasn't been a very harsh winter this year, it's still, we've still seen the same thing out there on the road. So let's try going back here real quickly, see if we can grab a different line. All right. Hello there. How are you today? Gotcha. Is this Dylan? All right. Well, we seem to be having a little problem here, but we're going to go to one other line real quickly, and we're going to go try it again. Dylan, are you there today? All right.
Honey, is your board on?
Yes, it's on. We've got that going on. So I think we'll get Eric in here and see what he can do to help us out. So, folks, if you're there, just hang on. See what we can do.
Otherwise, we can talk about anything interesting in the shop this week. We always have some cars that come in.
Oh, yeah.
And they have some very interesting problems or concerns. I know, Dave, we had an RX-8 with low compression, low oil, unsafe vehicle. So we can talk a little bit about that.
Yes, we can. It looks like our producer is going to get us flying here. But let's talk about that real quick. This is an interesting situation. The RX-8 is the rotary engine used by Mazda. And this is one of several we've seen over the last year or so that unfortunately have had oil leaks that now have developed to where the engine has worn so badly that the rotary engine itself has got low compression. The car still starts. It doesn't perform well. It's got check engine light on. But overall, it's just got an issue with compression. And it's kind of sad, but it is a repairable situation. And the reason I wanted to bring it up was, hey, thanks, Derek. You got us going? Okay, let's try it. Let's go here. We'll come back to that. Hello, Don, you there?
Yes.
Don, very patient man. We appreciate
Thank
it. Thanks.
You.
How can we help you today?
Okay. I've got a 2002 Mercury Mountaineer.
Uh-huh.
And when you're sitting and it's idling, every once in a while, there's a thump. Like somebody's hitting you in the back end with a car. It's just like a thump. And you just very noticeable. I'm just curious what that could be. Somebody told me it might be the transmission, because I guess the Mercury Mountaineers are known for that.
Well, they do have some transmission issues. Yes, they do, just like many, many vehicles do. But you said this is when the vehicle's actually sitting still. Did I hear you correctly?
Pardon? I couldn't hear you.
Did you say that this occurs when the vehicle is sitting still that you notice it, or just as you're coming to it?
Yeah, it's sitting still. When it's sitting still and it's idling.
Okay, sitting still and idling. Do you have a check engine light on in the car?
No.
You do not. So everything seems to be operating normally then, correct?
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. It's unlikely that the transmission is the cause of that if the vehicle is not moving. It's possible, but I would start looking at some other components. Do you ever hear this noise at all when you're driving or no?
No.
Okay.
Just when I'm sitting and idle.
Okay. So it sounds to me as if, you know, there may be something within the suspension that's releasing and popping, something perhaps in the exhaust system, you know, a hanger or something that may not be set properly. Could it be something that in the transmission, like a torque converter unlocking at the last second? It could be. But you don't notice the vehicle lunging forward, do you?
No.
Okay.
No, it just, like I said, just feels like somebody's coming up behind you with another vehicle and tapping you in the back end.
Okay, so there is a feeling associated with it, too, then. It's not just a noise.
You can feel it. You can feel the thump. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, then it could be. It could also be something in the brakes. You're holding your foot on the brakes. It could be a caliper issue, but yes, that could be. Based on that description, that could be a transmission concern.
Well, it's like it's when it's in park. It's not. I don't have my foot on the brake. It's when it's sitting and it's in park, and that's when it does it.
Okay, so it's actually in park, not in drive with your foot on the brake.
No, in park.
Now, you know, I'd love to get a look at that car and actually duplicate that. Have you taken it to anybody and tried to get them to do that?
No.
Okay, I would recommend you get it into a shop.
I took it to a Ford dealer where I got it at, and she said, the lady there, the technician there, said that she was told that it was something to do with the transmission, because another lady had the same problem and it was a transmission.
Okay, it sounds like you might have been speaking to the service advisor and not necessarily the technician or a high-level technician.
Right.
I would get it into another shop, get a second opinion on it, and I'll be real surprised if you actually have a transmission problem with it. Hope that helps you.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for waiting on us here. We got through these calls. Have a good one. See you, Don.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Gotcha. All right, we're going to go also, hang on here, we're going to go real quickly to a caller in Springfield. Sounds like Troy. How are you, Troy?
Oh, good. Good afternoon. I'm looking at getting my daughter a car, and I was looking at some older Ford Fusions, and one 2007 I was looking at, like just over 100,000 miles, and it has transmission troubles, and I was reading some more stuff online where several of them seemed like they was having transmission troubles around 100,000, a little less than 100,000 miles, and wondering if there are certain models that I was wanting to stay away from, or model years, or what can you recommend for that?
So, Troy, if I understand you, you're interested in a Fusion. That's the car you want to buy. Is that what I'm hearing you say? Or are there other models or other vehicles totally you're interested in?
Yeah.
Okay. Personally, when you get into about 100,000 miles on one of these vehicles, yeah, you are. You're, you know, depending on how it was maintained, and that's what you don't know with a used car, unless you can see service history on it, or unless there's a really good Carfax record on it, which Carfax in many cases leaves a lot to be desired, in my opinion. To tell you what I would recommend, we typically recommend Hondas. Or Toyotas as a first car for folks, if you can find one. You know, you can pick a, pardon me, typically find a decent little Honda, maybe $5,000-$6,000 in that kind of range. Is that the price range you're looking at right now?
Thinking about $3,500, maybe something like that.
I would recommend to you that you maybe, if you can afford a little bit more money, get into that $5,000-$6,000 range. You can probably get a little bit better car, a little more dependable with lower miles on it. That would be my recommendation to you. And just check that out. I do have to run to a break right now, and
just real
we appreciate
quick, Dave,
the call.
Regardless of what car he buys, I would definitely recommend a pre-purchase inspection.
Absolutely.
He'll be money ahead on whatever car. If he's concerned about this Ford Fusion, then just take it to a reputable place who can do a pre-purchase inspection, and they can
let you know. Troy, do that. I think you'll be money ahead. I appreciate your call. We're going to have to let you go. We will be right back. Everybody, stick with us. You are listening to Auto Talk. We are live today on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, I guess we'll wait a minute before we go to a break. So I thought that was a good question from
Troy. It was
Troy.
A great day.
And even if he does buy the Ford Fusion, a lot of people are scared with mileage over 100,000. So, you know, you and I have never been, of course, and our kids have all driven cars with well over 100,000 miles, as long as they're taken care of and kept up. So that's the biggest
thing. That's the key. That's absolutely the key. And great advice, Jan. So, Troy, again, great question. You know, we get this all the time, every week, either here or in the shop, people calling us and asking us. So apparently it's that UD, those UD Flyers, they're changing our schedule around today. But that's okay. We're just going to keep talking to you, everybody.
We're still having fun.
Maybe they're just going to let us have the whole half hour.
Hey, do you want to keep talking about that RX-8 with the low compression?
Well, I can. But, you know, we've got some callers here on the line. We can do that. So, he's signaling me now. Folks, we will be right back. We apologize for the confusion. You're listening to Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2012. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Once your car's engine begins to carbon up, performance goes down. The answer is not just a tune-up, it's a clean-up. Cleaning the fuel and oil system with a BG Performance Oil Service immediately restores compression and power. It works so well, it includes lifetime protection for the engine. The BG Performance Oil Service, available at over 20,000 shops nationwide. Learn more at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
BG.
Professional politicians.
People in Washington are lying to us.
But I met someone different, Jim Sperlino. He's never run for office, but he has run a business.
Sperlino? Tell me more.
Jim Sperlino is a conservative business owner right here in our district. And he's the only major candidate who's not a political insider or professional politician.
I'm Jim Sperlino. I'm willing to leave a job I love, running a business I built, to change Congress because, like you, I'm angry. I'm a strong conservative, and I tell it straight, like this. Illegal immigrants don't belong here. If you or I broke the law, we'd be arrested. When they break the law, they get welfare benefits.
Jim Sperlino.
Finally, a true conservative.
I'm Jim Sperlino. I approve this message because we need a conservative outsider in Congress.
Paid for by Sperlino for Congress.
Hey, Dayton. Flying Ace Express Car Wash is now open at 7175 Far Hills Avenue next to Bob Evans in Centerville. Our super friendly staff is ready to serve you whenever you fly on in, getting you in and out in just 3 minutes. Our EnviroSoft foam ensures the safest clean for your car, and we have the greenest washes around with our state-of-the-art water reclaim system. Washes start at just $5, with unlimited washing starting at $14.95 per month. You'll also get free use of our vacuums. Find out more at Flying Ace carwash.com.
Professional politicians.
People in Washington are lying to us.
But I met someone different, Jim Sperlino. He's never run for office, but he has run a business.
Sperlino? Tell me more.
Jim Sperlino is a conservative business owner right here in our district. And he's the only major candidate who's not a political insider or professional politician.
I'm Jim Sperlino. I'm willing to leave a job I love, running a business I built, to change Congress because, like you, I'm angry. I'm a strong conservative, and I tell it straight, like this. People who pull guns on cops and resist arrest are thugs. How about a protest for the folks who live in fear in crime-plagued neighborhoods?
Jim Sperlino.
Finally, a true conservative.
I'm Jim Sperlino. I approve this message because we need a conservative outsider in Congress.
Paid for by Sperlino for Congress.
Clouds increasing through the day today with highs in the low to mid 60s. Rain chances moving up as we head into the evening hours, especially after sunset. And overnight tonight, lows will be dropping into the lower 50s. On your Sunday, scattered showers could be heavy at times. Highs on Sunday in the middle 60s. I'm meteorologist Brett Coller on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now back to Auto Talk on AM 1290. And News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Auto Talk. I am Dave Murphy along with Jan Murphy. Having a good time so far this afternoon talking to all of you that are giving us a call. I want to mention something that we were just talking about during the break, and that is that we do really appreciate any questions that you all have. And another easy way to get to me so that I can answer your questions, or Jan can answer your questions, is just to email me. And you can email me at dave@murphysautocare.com.
Or you can email me at jan@murphysautocare.com.
Absolutely. You know, we'll have a contest. We'll see who gets more emails.
I think you'll win, honey.
I don't know that I would agree with that. It's hard to say.
I am not ASE Master Certified, so.
Well, that's okay. We both have a lot of experience around our business, that's for sure. So please just keep that in mind, folks. Another interesting or great way, I should say, to get a hold of us or at least to find out more about us is just visit our Facebook page, like us, follow us. We update it and change it weekly. There's a lot going on there.
They can ask us questions on Facebook. They can ask us questions on the Murphy's Auto Care website. And, you can always get back to them directly, or we can answer the questions on the show. We like doing that, too. So we always love the questions and want to be as helpful as we can to educate everybody out there and keep your car on the road and keep you safe.
And speaking of safe and keeping your car on the road, that's one of the things that I've been waiting to talk about. I'm going to briefly dive in there, and we're going to develop this idea a lot more in coming weeks. But we are seeing a growing number of vehicles coming into our shop. And as I talk to other shop owners around town, this has been happening more and more and more, that are just absolutely unsafe, should not be on the road. And, you know, I could get on my soapbox. I don't have time for it today, but I want to throw it out to our listeners. We used to have a state inspection program in this state. It was poorly run, a lot of problems with it. But I think we, for me as a professional service provider, I believe there's got to be some way to help people and get them to understand how important it is to take good care of their vehicles, at least to the best of their financial abilities, so that it's safe for everybody else on the road. And I'll stop there for today on it, but I do want to discuss it more, because we are seeing a lot of vehicles on the road, horrible tires, horrible suspension, bad brakes, can't steer, you know, and all those kind of situations. And it's more than it ever was before. So that's what I wanted to share.
Well, and we're hounding our young people to, you know, stay off their cell phones and pay attention and don't drink and drive and all this other stuff. But there's so many motorists out there that are just driving an unsafe car, period.
Right, right. Innocently.
Unfortunately, it kind of makes my heart sink a little bit when they come in and they're just going to keep driving it. And we try to do the best we can to make them aware of their situation. You know, it's just a hard thing to do sometimes.
Well, it is. And like I said, I understand completely the financial ramifications of it, because vehicles are not inexpensive to take care of and repair and maintain. So, you know, that's why, I truly believe it's much easier to do a little bit at a time, but at least be aware of the condition and the concerns, and so that, you know, your family and the families of others that are on the road that you're driving past and heading on into have a better chance. So just wanted to share that. It's been kind of sticking in my craw for a while.
Keeps your car on the road longer, too.
Well, so. Absolutely it does. It absolutely does. So at any rate, you know, this has been a fun half hour. I always say the fastest hour in radio here on Auto Talk. But we do want to say thanks, of course, to our sponsors, to Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek, Ohio. That's 3815 Dayton Xenia Road. 426-AUTO. Call us anytime, 426-2886. Or you can reach us at www.murphysautocare.com. As well as, we want to say thanks to BG Professional Products and KOI Parts. Folks, have a great weekend, and go Flyers. We'll see you next week. Thanks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.